It's time for Over There with Marella Rostroffer. Marella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, I am guessing, Switzerland, but it could be just a multiplicity of countries because she moves around a lot. I just know that she's not over here. Hi, Marella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, from Switzerland, but on my way to another European country. And I'm going to speak about that country, France, Emmanuel Macron. He has difficulties, and I think it's a good topic for us today, because Macron is a key person in the European Union, as he's really trying to keep countries together, to keep people together. So what's happening to him in his own country is quite relevant. He's in his 16th month presidency. And he has had a difficult summer. That means in terms of difficulties, the resignation we talked about last week of his very popular ecology minister, Nicolas Hulot, as well as in the meantime, the resignation of his sport minister, also very, very popular, Laura Flessel, a former fencing champion, who left for personal reasons. Adding those resignations to the violence of one of his security officer during the summer, Alexandre Benalla, who has crossed a little bit the limits by hitting. France has also problems with its economy at the moment, in spite of the reforms and all the promises of President Emmanuel Macron. People perceive those advantages, like being more for wealthy people and people, big businesses, and much less for the middle class or people that do need real help. This is difficult to quantify, but it's in terms of how his reforms are perceived in France. On top of that, he has had some very unfortunate remarks and comments that are also perceived as condescending. This is for him, I think, a bit more of a sharp sense of humor. This is unfortunately not always understood the same way by everybody, and he has been very criticized for that, especially, for example, when during his tour that he's actually doing right now in Europe, he was making a comment about French people being unable to really go through reforms on the opposite of people, for example, in northern countries, in European northern countries. So this rentrée, as they call it in France, is meant to have, again, new economic reforms. And obviously, in such a shadowy atmosphere, it seems like he's going to have difficulties to impose all of them. His quote, the polls show 31% of approval. This is extremely low. This is even lower than his predecessor. And as we know, François Hollande had also some very low ratings. Though, again, ratings have to be taken with caution because it is such a fast-pacing world. Social media are very quick in praising, but they are equally quick in criticizing. And depending on when exactly the poll is made and what exactly happened 2 days before, that might have a huge influence on the polls, and is not necessarily showing dissatisfaction on the entire 16 months, but definitely on the past few months. So I think I want to go back on what I was saying about him being important for the European Union, and it seems like he and Chancellor Angela Merkel are definitely seeing like two super people in terms of power to keep things together, and this is not easy. There is there are many differences among countries in Europe at the moment, one of the biggest being, as we all know, the issue of immigration, and the second one being the Brexit, as the deadline is early next year and there is still no agreement. President Macron wants to have a more clear and a more precise situation until that deadline, as it is clear that there won't be, most probably won't be, a definite final agreement. There are, though, a few things that have to be fixed in order not to have what President Macron calls a blind Brexit. The first point is an agreement on the Irish border. The second point would be the 39 billion required from the European Union as a payment from the UK. The UK obviously not wanting to pay until they have the feeling that they also get something back. And the third point, last but not least, the rights of the citizens from the European Union in England and vice versa. Those are three points that many people in Europe would like to see dealt with before the deadline of March, end of March 2019, and then having a little bit more time to have a real complete trade deal, which is definitely probably the most difficult part. That being said, it's going to be after the deadline extremely difficult to get that trade deal, as the final deal gives also a veto right to every single member of the European Union. That means that 27 members have to all be all right with the deal, and otherwise it has to be discussed further. That is a promise for a very, very long time before such a deal is definite. Today, two people have been given to replace Nicolas Hulot. François de Rugy is going to take care of the environment. And the former swimmer Roxana Maracineanu is going to be the new sport minister replacing Laura Flessel. So this is really a brand new nomination. And one will have to see how that is perceived, of course, by the French people. Nicolas Hulot was always perceived a little bit like probably one of the most popular person concerning the environment, but he was also considered like someone who gets angry and then is likely to leave when something really disturbs him. And I think by taking François de Rugy, who has been involved in environmental topics for more than 20 years as well, is considered like someone very stable. And it looks like President Macron is definitely looking for more stability in the reshuffling of his cabinet. I'm not sure that those changes are going to be the last one. It could be that this week there will be some more movement in the cabinet of President Macron. So that would be for France today.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.